This is Congressman John Carter from the 31st District in Texas. Well, this week we're getting a dose of what we saw about a year ago when the Democratic Party was screaming and yelling that the Republicans were running a do-nothing Congress. And now, lo and behold, the title of do-nothing is falling on the Democratic Congress. And a recent Associated Press poll shows that 35% of the voters approve of the way Congress is handling the job, but 60% of the Americans disapprove of the job that's being done by the democratically controlled Congress. Well, you know, when you're in charge, sometimes it's a little harder than you think it is. According to Congressional Quarterly, the Democrats' agenda has hit gridlock. Here's a quote from the Congressional Quarterly. Democrats face legislative traffic jam that threatens to leave the party without a single high-profile domestic victory heading into the Memorial Day recess. Similarly, in the Washington Post, a fairly liberal newspaper up here, claims that the Democrats' momentum is stalling. A quote, in the heady opening weeks of the 110th Congress, the Democrats' domestic agenda appeared to be flying through the Capitol. But that initial progress has foundered as Washington policymakers have been consumed with the debate over the Iraq War. Not a single priority on the Democrats' agenda has been enacted, and some in the party are growing nervous that the do-nothing tag that they slapped on the Republicans last year could come back to haunt them. The Associated Press states the House Democrats are suddenly balking at the tough lobbying reforms they touted to the voters last fall, and they said that was the reason for putting them in charge in Congress. Now that they are running things, many Democrats want to keep the big campaign donations and lavish parties that lobbyists put together for them. They're also having second thoughts about having to wait for an extra year before they can have high-paid lobbyist jobs for themselves should they retire or be defeated at the polls. These seem to be very, very familiar to the kinds of things that they were saying about the Republican Party last year. Which, by the way, in the point of time when they were calling the Republican Party do-nothings, that we passed as Republicans some of one of the largest volumes of important legislation last year that had been passed through the Congress in decades. But unfortunately, they just weren't being reported. The Washington Post again says it's time for the Democratic Congress to begin recording concrete achievements. 4 months into the 110th Congress, to quote them, the Congress is too early to assign grades to the new Democratic majority, but not too soon to remind lawmakers that most of their self-assigned tasks remain undone, that progress in the next few months on immigration, trade, and lobbying reform is critical, and that this Congress will be judged on what it accomplishes. The House Democrats' 6-for-06 campaign pledge so far has amounted to none for 07. You know, these are quotes from liberal presses around the country pointing out that the Democratic majority, and let me remind you that the way it works in the United States Congress on the House side is the majority rules. If you are the majority party and your party supports your effort, you're going to win every time a vote is taken in the United States House of Representatives. So to say that they can't get it done and blame it on the Republicans is just false. Because quite frankly, no matter if every Republican in the House votes against everything the Democrats propose, they still win. And so this is a matter of their leadership and how they're running the Congress as to what they can get done. You know, promises are pretty good when you're in a political race. But quite frankly, if you think back to the campaign that was run last year, there were very few solutions offered, only criticism. You know, it's time for the American people to look to the parties for solutions to problems, not just criticism of their opponents. I think that our party has solutions and proposed solutions and continues to propose solutions. It's time for the Democratic Party to step up and be accountable to the American people for what they wish to accomplish. And if they do that, then they will have done the right thing for the American people, even though I might disagree with what they propose. But the real thing is that people send us up here to stand for something. And the people who voted for the Democrats sent them up here to stand for something, but they're not doing it. They're not meeting their obligation to the American people. And now, even their friends in the press are criticizing them for that. Once again, I hope that the voters that listen to this will think about these things, contact the Congress, and let the Congress know we don't want to do nothing, Congress. We want to get something done. This is John Carter. I thank you for listening to me, and God bless you.